support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Happy Monday. This is your WSIU Almanac for the 20th day of February. 19 years ago today at the Winter Olympics, history was made when 15-year-old American skater Tara Lipinski became the youngest gold medal winner in the history of the Winter Games. Academy Award-winning actor Sidney Poitier turns 90 today, and NBA legend and television commentator Charles Barkley is 53. SIU Carbondale is continuing events for Black History Month. This afternoon at 5, there's a roundtable discussion titled Cracking the Codes, the System of Racial Inequality, and that takes place at Fainter Halls University Museum Auditorium today. And then tomorrow, a couple of programs at 6 in the SIU Student Center's Delta Room on the fourth floor, Tales from Montford Point. Also tomorrow night at Carbondale Middle School, it'll be the Carbondale Elementary School District 95's Black History Program. By the way, you can see the entire list of events and speakers by clicking on the link on either the web version or the app version of this almanac. Next month, the 2017 Law Enforcement Gala, sponsored by FOP No. 197, will take place on March 18th at the Pavilion in Marion. The Illinois Department of Public Health wants you to know that it's still not too late to get your flu shot. And the health department says that the flu season can still peak into the month of February. And Wabash Valley College announces an exhibit titled Quilts of the Wabash, currently on display in Mount Carmel at Wabash Valley College. And that's the February 20th WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your day. Hello, today is Monday, February 20th, and this is the WSIU Almanac. Astronaut John Glenn became the first American to be launched into orbit on this day in 1962. He completed three orbits around the Earth from an altitude of 162 miles. And 25 years ago on The Larry King Show, Texas businessman Ross Perot made the announcement that he's running for president. Locally, the Olney Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring a community event, Ladies Night, on March the 7th at the Holiday. The SIU Food Pantry is open and looking for volunteers to help with stocking items. The Saluki Food Pantry is located in the lower level of the Student Center. And for more information, call 453-3760. On April the 1st, there will be a huge outpouring of thanks from volunteers from the SIU Carbondale campus for the big event. It's a Saluki Day of Service, during which time university students, faculty, and staff will volunteer their time to help the community as a way of saying thank you for supporting SIU. Lori Bell, the interim director of the University College, points out that giving back to the Southern Illinois area is really part of the fabric of the university.
Southern Illinois University has been known for volunteerism for quite some time. That's not new to Southern. What's unique with this opportunity is that we're pulling in one concerted effort in one day to become the largest give back opportunity of volunteerism to the community in the history of the institution. That's what makes it special.
And that's the February 20th WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your day.